Hello and welcome, and welcome to the Northeast Access Radio program coming to you from Near FM. And we have Rose, I believe, Brownan on the line at the moment from Clare. Hello,
hello there,
Rose, are you there?
Hi there. Hello there.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me now, Rose?
I can indeed, no problem.
Yeah. Now, you're starting, clearly starting up a lot of courses now in the next week. Well, I believe this evening they're taking registrations for the different courses that are going on. And maybe you'll run through them with us at the moment.
I will indeed. In fact, our enrollment started at 10 o'clock this morning, and it will continue every morning at 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Until all our classes are full, or we kind of say, oh, maybe one or two classes might not happen, the numbers are not coming forward. But we had a really busy day today, so in fact some of the courses are almost full, but there's still spaces, so people can still phone up, find out if a class is suitable, and then we need them to come down. We don't take enrolments over the phone, and we don't take enrolments with checks being coming in the post. We like to meet people and make sure they're going into a class that's kind of a suitable level for where they're at, you know, in terms of beginner's yoga or intermediate yoga or beginner Spanish or advanced Spanish, so that we help people to find the right level so that they're going to be comfortable but with more to learn. So that's why we do a quite kind of, I suppose, a more serious attempt to make sure that we have people and the course is the right fit for them. So we do want people to come down to us, okay?
Yes, and the courses, there are a multitude of courses here, believe it or not. And, you know, you have Current Affairs, which is an unusual course. And
it is, and you're looking there at 9:30 on Monday morning, so I'll start there with you as well. And let's look at those courses that are based on, I suppose, people who just have a love of learning, don't want to let their thinking and, I suppose, skills about being in a social situation, about learning new things, about finding out how do you look at an issue that's going on in the world at the moment in the current affairs, and how would you judge it in a moderated way. So that's what a course like that helps people to do. And it's wonderful value. It's €65 for 27 weeks. So it'll bring you right from the end of September up into the middle of May. And it's on every week for an hour and a half, and it starts at 9:30 on a Monday. But we also have it on Tuesdays, twice, because it's so popular, 9:30 again, and then at 11:30. So Current Affairs, we'll have about 60 people in Current Affairs. So
yes,
it's very popular.
Yeah, they discussed everything under the sun, everything that's relevant, of course, under the sun.
Yes, and our teachers would have strong backgrounds in history and that. So even though something's happening today, the tutors will say, let's see how that came about. And, you know, you can go into the past to see why does something like that happen now? What began that in times of history or whatever? So I think that's very good for giving a context to people about what is going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah, and that of course, evolves into history and such. And what happened yesterday, well, maybe repeat itself today, or maybe not.
In, you know, either a negative or a positive way.
Yeah.
So that's what gets discussed there. Do you want to go down through Monday that way, or what way will we do?
Yeah, well, whatever you want to do. We can run down through Monday if you like.
Okay. I'm going to tell you then that there are two classes about well-being. One course is called Relaxation and Well-being, and the other one is Indian Head Massage. And they're both run by Phil Nolan, who would be an alternative practitioner tutor. And they're lovely classes. And if people wanted a bit of TLC or felt they needed something in that nature, it would be most welcome. Now, it is run for 10 weeks at a time. And because it's looked on as hobby, it must be self-financing with the City of Dublin Education Training Board, who are the employers of our tutors. So that's when you have to book in every week, every term, sorry. And it's €80 for 10 weeks. So it's €4 per week, something like that.
Yes, yeah.
And now, that's that pair. Then we have French three times. We have French Advanced, French Intermediate, and French for Beginners Plus. And the Beginners Plus doesn't appear on our brochure, but there are three French courses all on Monday. After that, then, I'm looking again, and we have Beginners Irish, and Bláthaí Míle Aitheáin is the teacher there this year, and it's €65 for the whole year, for 27 weeks. And if you've got little or no Irish, this is the course for you. I'll talk later about higher levels of Irish, but Monday morning is the Beginners Irish. We also have Spanish on Monday, and it's in two levels. It's beginners, and some of them are kind of coming back for their second year. You know, they were beginners last year, and they're a little bit beginners plus. And then we also have a Spanish for people who are intermediate. But on Tuesday, we have brand new beginners for Spanish. So we have three levels of Spanish as well, okay? And just to mention then, on Monday, you'll see there across from 11:30, if you're just looking yourself at our brochure, mm-hmm. we have Pilates on Monday, and it's on there in the 11:30 slot. But we also offer it on Wednesdays at 9:30, and if they're going to fill up fast, as we're expecting, we repeat it again on Thursday evening. So you can get your Pilates on three different times every week, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, they're classes with payments, you know, that I've called out to you. If their hobby is every 10 weeks, €80. If we can run them as continuing education, we get them for €65, highly subsidized for the whole year. And we would find maybe a lot of our retired people will go into those classes because they're easier to manage financially. Now, along with those classes where you pay some kind of a fee, I manage the reading and writing service. It's free to students, it's second chance learning, and generally people coming into that course to me would have left school early, most likely, and generally would not have done government exams, and they feel maybe basic or slightly higher level skills or gone weak or were never strong and are gone out of date. So I organise everything from spelling groups to maths groups to computer courses. We have childcare, and we have food, nutrition, and cookery, and art. So we do themed learning, and we do communications as well, and we do the QQI qualifications for people who are ready to do that. But I also have people on a one-to-one basis if their skills are very weak. And I can offer courses every day from 9:30 to 1 and on Thursday night. And that's funded completely by the City of Dublin Education and Training. Organisation. Yeah?
That used to be called VTAC, I'm wondering.
Yes, you're dead right. VTAC has become QQI, Qualifications in Quality Ireland. And mm-hmm. it's a new umbrella name for all of those different ways that one can qualify.
And I see you do English language too. Spanish.
Our new Irish people are very welcome here. In the morning, they can come to any class they like if they've enough English to manage themselves. But if they want to improve their written and their speaking English and sort out grammar and all that kind of thing, we have two levels. At each level comes three afternoons per week. And we have a beginner level, and we have the next one up, which is for some reason called level three. And the commitment is three afternoons per week. But they will really see success because they're getting continuous learning, teaching and learning. And we will have a less busy one at night, two nights per week for our new Irish people, and that's Tuesday and Thursday night. And they can ring us up. You can give our number at the end, and I'll direct them then to a lady called Breda, who takes charge of assessing people for the level they might be at and sorting out. If the right course is not here in Clare, we might get it for them up in Coolock, or we might get it for them in Ballymun, but it'll be in the general northeast area. So that's how she works that.
Yes, and that is, I think, is essential now, because we have quite a lot of people who can't, very bad at speaking English and in pronouncing words, particularly.
And it's holding them back in their careers here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. In their own country, they may be very well, have a good craft, have a good education, have qualifications, and if their English isn't up to a certain level, it's hard for them to go in and pass an interview and, you know, sell themselves well. So it will, you know, it's holding back people, and we need workers at the moment. So we should be allowing our new Irish to get the best out of us, as we will get out of them.
And I think they're free grasses and for nothing, as far as I can.
Yes, the Department of Education through the City of Dublin Education Training Board are offering those classes free of charge to the students. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go on to Tuesday now. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Keep going.
Okay. I've already talked about the top on their current affairs, because I drifted into it because they're available Monday and Tuesday. So the next one I see here is Yoga for Beginners. Okay. And that's at 9:30. And we have Yoga for Intermediate at 11:30. And I'm going to sneak into Wednesday there again, because there's two more yoga offerings. Yoga for the Golden Years is what it's called. But when you talk to Patty, it's yoga for anyone who isn't mobile in the way that the Tuesday people would be. And it's done sitting on chairs. But I'll tell you, you will get a good workout from Patty at the end of your chair yoga class. So they're twice on Wednesday and twice on Tuesday, just to say that. Of course, my courses go on Tuesday again. As I said, they're 5 days a week. And I did mention that the advanced Spanish is on Tuesday, and also the absolute beginners. So I won't go into that too much again. We have a fortnightly book club, and the teacher is Lohi Nelia Hoyne, and she's a great interest in literature. And that one is €65 for the whole year. That's great. We then have a local group who come in every month on a Tuesday, and they run the Bethany Bereavement Group for the whole area. It would be both the Edenmore Parish and the Kilbarrick Parish, because they have joined up. And it's a lovely service to people who are recently bereaved, and we would want people to know about it. And it's run in a lovely way, and people get a lot out of it. Rosari Morn runs European Art and Artists, and that's a very interesting class. She's a huge interest in the subject herself. She has her master's degree, and she both does her work here with students, and also they go to exhibitions and art places, and they go to museums. So it's a really interesting class, because it's inside and outside the walls here.
Yeah.
I head into Wednesday now?
Yes, went ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Our first offering on Wednesday is Bridge, and it starts at 10 and it goes on till 1. And the group run it themselves. We facilitate them with the room and all of the equipment, and they have great fun, absolutely great fun. And if I move on from there then, we have a course, Understanding History with Sinead O'Brien. It fills up fast. I don't know if there are any places left today, but it's one of the courses that it's run so well that she has such a good name that people hear about her and they want to be in her class. That one is €65 for the whole year, 27 weeks.
Yes, and
I mentioned the yoga and Pilates, so I won't go back there. And yes, we have another offering on Wednesdays, and it's called We Can Quit, and it's about women stopping smoking. And it's a very, very good course. It goes on for 12 weeks, and it has something like, I might be absolutely accurate here, about a 65% success rate. And it will be starting quite soon. So if anyone is out there and they want to know about We Can Quit in Kilbarrick, it's a women's group. They have men's groups as well. They can, you'll give us the number at the end, and they can make contact, and we'll sort them out. Okay? Rosari also runs English Literature and Culture classes on Wednesday at 11:30, and she repeats that class, because it's so popular, again on Fridays. And if we can run it for €65 for the whole year. And the next one I want to give a big mention about, it's Kilbarrick Men's Shed. Yeah. And it's newly forming, and we're hoping that it really gets off the ground this October. We had a trial run between Easter and the summer, or maybe February and the summer, and we got a certain amount of people going, but we thought it's in the brochure this year and we can come on your program and advertise it more widely, that we should have a good year this year. So that's the Kilbarrick Men's Shed, and it's Wednesdays at 11:30 here in Clare. Yeah. We're hosting it, but we're not going to have ownership of it because they take on their own responsibility. There's an association of men's sheds, so that you can get lots of support to get it going, and there's great support from Dublin City Council as well for that. Okay, I'm moving on now to Thursday, and we have three offerings at three levels of Irish. We've our Irish Advanced, our Irish Refreshers, for those who kind of used to know Irish and think it's all forgotten, but in fact it's not. So a beginner's course would not suit them. They need to be in something a little bit more than that. So we call it Irish for Refreshers. And then we have an intermediate class as well. And the Irish classes were able to run for €65 for the whole year because the Department of Education accepted that continuing education, and they will subsidise it very well. And Thursday is also our art day. So there are three offerings, painting and drawing from, I think, 9:00 in the morning, another one then at 11:30, and we have another art course called Art for Everyone in the afternoon. And Lindsay Holland is our artist and teacher, and she's very popular, and the courses are extremely interesting, and they have great fun, and lovely work comes out of them. So that's another very, very interesting one. Again, because it's regarded as a hobby, it must be self-financing, and so it's generally €80 for an hour and a half for 10 weeks. All right. Now, I'm coming down to enjoying creative writing. And Bláthaí Míle Ó-Shin, who already does the book club and the Beginner's Irish, she's offering that course on Thursdays at 11:30. And people will be encouraged to write their own piece. And if they want, they read it in class and they look for positive feedback and go home maybe and edit or elongate it and come back and read it with more confidence and with more in it the next week. So they have good fun. And again, we're allowed to run that one for €65 for 27 weeks. So it's the whole year, Thursdays. My next one, I see Baby Massage here on Thursday afternoons with Niamh Healy. And it's a lovely course. She takes small numbers and you come with your baby after you've finished hospital and you're back out in your home. And it's a 5-week course for €50 and you learn the art of massaging your baby. And it's meant to be very good for children and very beneficial to the child. On Fridays, we have two choices of geography. Anne Farrell is our earth science teacher, and she runs Understanding the Landscape early on Friday, 9:30. And then she has another course about what's happening in the world and the globe and all of that. It's the Arctic Past, Present and Future, A Geographer's View. And it's about what's happening on the earth and what we need to do about it. And both those classes, we can run them for €65 for the whole year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And will I go on?
Yes, keep going.
Okay, later on Friday, from Halloween to Christmas, we have flower arranging, whereby people will do a seasonal piece or a number of pieces over the weeks for their Christmas table, all right? And I'm going to talk a little bit about my literacy now, because I've kind of gone Monday to Friday, but I'm going to just fill in a little bit. I talked about the literacy for people coming back to second chance learning. And I just wanted to highlight a few courses that we have on offer. We have a cookery course with a qualification. We have a childcare course with a qualification. We have nutrition and healthy options qualification, communications, which is English plus, and we have our maths with qualifications. And we have a number of levels and choices of computer courses. And they are all under the banner of the literacy. We have the computers every day of the week, so usually people can find something that suits them at the time of day that they want. And I will just add that on Thursday nights we're open, and I organise literacy classes for people who maybe cannot come daytime, maybe childcare issues or they're out working or whatever, and they can come and do their literacy on Thursday night here. We also have Pilates on Thursday night, and we have singing on Thursday night. So that is our programme for this year, and our courses are filling up fast, so people are interested, they might make a phone call or come down tomorrow for from 10 o'clock onwards.
Yes, and I say it started today. You started taking in pupils today, and it looks very interesting that it's nearly full up.
And we get a lot of repeat business because people like the place here. They like they like our ethic, and they like our ethos, and they like the way we run our classes. And the place is pleasant. We have childcare. We also have a nice little canteen, and in the winter people might come out of their class at the break and have soup and a roll, or they might have a sandwich. It can be heated if they wanted, and we have wraps, and we have tea and coffee and biscuits and fruit, so you can get a nice morning out of the experience here. So I think it makes it very friendly, and it's very local and very community based, you know.
Yes, and it adds quite a lot of interest to everyday life as such.
It does connect, you're right.
A person mightn't be in the theatre since he was very young, and you might discuss theatre with them, and there's all sorts of aspects where you can discuss different aspects of everything, you know.
You can. I'm just looking, which day, just show me the theatre crowd.
Yeah, it says enjoying theatre.
They have a good time too, because they read the plays in class that they agree to, and then they might have one organised that's going to be showing in one of the big theatres in Dublin, and they might make a decision to all go and see it. Having read it and discussed the characters and the plot and all of that, they might go and see it. So they have great fun as well. Now, that one is run on the basis of a hobby, so it costs us €80 every 10 weeks, just to say that.
Yeah, and that's the hobby type thing. But the vast majority of courses you run are educational, you know. Whether you want to improve your education or catch up on different things, you know. And
that's right. Or just enjoy learning, you know, for its own enjoyment, you know. One other one I want to chat about with a young lady, Leah Clark, and she asked, could we spare a room? And she wants to put on dance for young people. And if it takes off, it's going to be on Tuesday evenings. So if people want to find out for their children or their teenagers, they can give us a buzz, and we give the information for Leah's dance class.
Yes,
she might be glad to hear that we advertised her over your airwaves.
Mm-hmm. And, everything in with regard to these courses is actually beneficial to people, and quite a lot of things that now look, lots of people are very confused with computers, you know,
and absolutely,
and like myself, my IT skills are very, very limited as such, and the things keep changing regularly and all sorts of things, and to keep up with it, and it's like people have to work with computers nowadays, but senior citizens normally might have the tablet or the whatever, the mobile phone or the smartphone, and they only use it for the time, like myself, for the odd phone call. But
you're so right, because I mean, computers now and phones, they're the new pen and paper.
Yes, definitely, the pen and paper's
gone.
You're
lost. You're absolutely lost if you're not able to manipulate it. And no matter what you try to do now, you're being referred to a website. And it will leave a whole section of the population outside if they don't get enough tuition to be comfortable. It's not like you could always get a pamphlet or a leaflet. Everything now is online. Nobody wants to produce paper for you anymore. And there's an expectation of retailers and other people selling services, anything you can think of, insurance or anything like that. And there's an expectation now that, you know, you can do it yourself and you can do it online. And sometimes it makes it cheaper because you're doing the work yourself. But there is a whole cohort of people who will feel very left out. And we can't have that in our society. We must include everybody. And one of the ways to include them is to make computers available, number one, so they're not too expensive. And secondly, to tutor people so that they're comfortable, so that they're not under stress when they're trying to turn on machines and try and get into what they need to get into. So we would welcome people to come along and tell us their story, and we would try and find them a computer class here.
Yes, and of course, you know, with computers and quite a lot of senior citizens, they're kind of half afraid of the computer.
They're afraid they're going to break them.
Yeah.
They actually think if they press the wrong button, it'll all go wrong.
Well, you're talking to the right person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get stuck in the middle of something and I can't get out of it.
Yeah, and it's just because it's just a matter of more tuition.
That's the top and bottom of it, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's a bit like learning to drive. It's very hard to learn it from another family member. We're not patient with each other.
No, and
I think it's better to come somewhere where people understand your pace of learning. And the nice thing about ours are through the literacy service. And if we are going to be tutoring older people, which is what we're kind of talking about now, because they didn't grow up with computers, we go at a nice slow rate and we have low numbers, and we're not under terrible pressure to move on and have a new aspect every week. We can wait until the group, and there's only seven in the groups here at most, we can wait until the group, you know, in its entirety, are fairly comfortable before we move on. So it's not a race to the end. You know, we would have aims and objectives naturally to get a certain amount done, particularly if people wanted to get their QQI qualification in it, but it's not the end of the world. You know, it's more important to us that people are comfortable in the amount that we have taught them than we have taught them too much and they can't remember any of it, you know.
Yeah, and that's it, you know, they can do it. They say, you have to wait till you get the hang of the thing.
Mm.
Yeah,
and we all learn in different ways and we learn at different speeds, so I think we need to respect that about people too.
Yeah, and you know, that the computers are the IT is the future.
Yeah, we can't avoid it.
No, we definitely can't avoid it. And when you get www, look up www, this, that, or the other thing, it can be very, very confusing. Now, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on to give us an insight into what you have to offer. And
let us call out the phone number now.
Yes, fine.
We give people a second or two maybe to kind of find pen and pencil. And while they're doing that, I'll just say a few words about our timetable. As people would have heard, it's mostly daytime, but we do have a little bit on Tuesday night, and we do have a little bit more on Thursday night, particularly the literacy. And enrollment will go on all of September until we have our classes full. And, I mean, even if you're a bit late past 1 o'clock, we're very kind, you know. We wouldn't turn you down. And some of the courses, as I said, you can go on all year if it's a continuing education. It kind of follows on from your primary school. The hobbies, unfortunately, we have to go with the general rate. If you go to any night classes, ours are turned upside down because we run them during the day mostly. But at the moment, they're 80 euros for an hour and a half for 10 weeks. And we would make people most welcome when they come in. And we've no problem about people joining yoga and paying their money. And after a while, they're getting the confidence maybe to say, do you know what? My spelling wasn't great at school. And I kind of have avoided reading I've avoided writing anyway over the years. And there's no issue here about, you know, taking a class, returning to basic education. We would respect all levels of learning equally. Just to say that, you know, no matter what you come to do here, you can be doing something highfalutin like your current affairs one day, and you can be coming in to your spelling group on another day, and the respect for what you're doing is equal.
Right. Thanks very much, Rose, for giving us an insight.
I'm going to call out the phone number now.
Yes, fine.
So the main office, 867-18-45. I'm going to call that out again.
Yes, fine.
867-18-45. And the telephone call to me in the literacy service room for second chance education. Yeah. It's a separate number, but you can ring either. We're very cooperative. We run around and say there's a phone call for you in the wrong office. Mm-hmm. We don't mind that. But my number in the literacy office, this is the number for Rose, 806-206-2238. And I'll call that out once more. 806-2238. That's Rose in the Literacy Service.
Right, and thanks very much for Rose and giving us an insight.
Okay. My pleasure, and we want to thank you as a group for allowing us airtime. It's always great, and it refreshes people's minds in the general community that we're down here still in Kilbarrick.
Okay, Rose.
I'd say one more thing. We're 40 years old this year.
40 years old. And
we're 40. We have survived and thrived somehow for 40 years, and we're very proud of that. So there'll be things going on during the year, so we might be in contact with you again over coming down to us. Okay?
Okie doke. Right.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank you
Rose.
So much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.